So what we've now gone on to do is start to model what we can do with these biomarkers and attach them into our standard prognostic factors that we already know about. So we can start to come up with a number that gives you a risk score depending upon nodal status, grade, and tumour size, and then factoring in quantitative PGR expression as well. So you can then start to build up a prognostic index here. So the higher your risk score, the more likely you are to relapse. And so these are going to be PGR poor, HER2 positive, node positive grade 3s at the very extreme here.